Yes, it's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to do a bunch of different things, but before we begin, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's get started. Find a pencil and write your name at the top of your paper. Write neatly. Let's practice our printing. I'm writing my name, Mrs. Oldham. You write your name. And then you can put your pencil down. Because you know we're going to color first. So look at this room in the house. What room is this? Yes, it's the kitchen. I love the kitchen. We're in our kitchen quite a bit because you know what? I like to eat. So if you look at the picture, I'm going to sound out something and I want you to find it. Ready? Yes, cake. Do you see the cake on the counter on the kitchen island? All right. Let's color the bottom of the cake, not the frosting, the bottom of the cake. Let's color it brown so it's chocolate cake. Now, cake, we hear three sounds, k, which is the letter C, A, k, and then that's the letter K. I know. C-A-K. And then there's a bossy E at the end. We won't go into a lot of details about that. I just want you to know, if you want to spell the word cake, you need to put an E at the end. Okay, so I have chocolate cake. Put your brown crayon down. And then let's get our pink crayon and make some pink frosting. So if we take away the K at the beginning of cake and we change it to B, B, what do we have? Yes, bake. It's perfect. Let's bake a cake so I can eat it in my kitchen. Put down your pink crayon. Look for this one. Ready? Look for this picture. Egg. Egg. Yes, egg. Do you see the bowl full of eggs? There's a whole bunch in there. Let's count the eggs before we do any coloring. 1, 2, 3, 4. 5. There are 5 eggs in the bowl. Let's color 2 of the eggs brown. Have you seen brown eggs? Because I have. I have. Pick 2. Color 2 of them brown. Color 2 of them brown. Steve, my husband, loves to get brown eggs. I don't know why. He just does. And then put down your brown crayon. And I know other eggs are white, but let's make this fun and color the rest of the eggs in the bowl purple. I know. Do it. Go ahead. Do it. So we'll have 2 brown eggs and 3 purple eggs. 2 and 3. Make how many eggs in all? 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, hang on to your purple crayon. Now let's color the polka dots on the bowl, but let's color and count the polka dots. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and then here's a little half of one, 7, or 6, and almost 7, on our bowl. Put your purple crayon down, and let's find a green crayon and color the rest of the bowl green. We'll make this a green and purple bowl. Egg. Can you help me sound that out? It has 2 sounds. Ready? Egg. Egg. It's E-G. And then if you want to spell it, you need to add another G. It's a double. It's E-G-G. Egg. You need to write 2 G's, even though together they only make 1 sound because we don't say egg. I need to have an egg to bake my cake. We don't do that. You write 2 G's, but you don't say both sounds. All right, put down all your crayons. Will you look for this? Ready? Mix. 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 Do you see the mixer? You use it to mix up your batter when you're baking. Okay, it's on the counter right next to the cake. Let's do the outside of the mixer, not the bowl thing that's sitting under it that looks like a big cup with the handle. Let's do the outside of the mixer. Let's make it blue, any kind of blue. I'm going to use my blue green. Will you sound out mix for me? I sounded it out for you. Will you sound it out for me? There are three sounds. Ready, go. Yes. It ends with the letter X, which is one of my favorite letters because it doesn't come up a lot. Okay, so we have a blue mixer that will mix up the cake batter. And then put down your blue crayon and find your yellow crayon. And let's color the bowl or the cup with the handle on it yellow, sitting on top of the mixer. Let's sound out cup. All right, so we have a yellow cup or a yellow bowl with a handle on it. Go ahead and put down your yellow crayon. What about this word? Ready? This one has a blend in the beginning, so I'm going to put the blend together. I'm going to put two sounds together. Are you ready? Cool. Ah. Cool. Ah. Clock. We have a clock on the wall. Let's color the outside of the clock red. Any kind of red will work for me. Clock. What if we took the cool and clock away and changed it with rock? I'm gonna rock around the clock tonight. There's a famous song that I don't know the words. Rock the clock tonight. Okay, let's put the inside of the clock. Let's make the inside of the clock green. I'm gonna use my yellow green. Color the inside. What shape is this clock? Let's talk about the shape. What shape is it? Yes, it's a circle. It's a circle. Can you think of anything else that's a circle? What else is a circle? The moon, if it's full, could be a circle. What about coins, like a penny? Could that be a circle? Sure could. It sure could. What about this refrigerator over there? Is that the shape of a circle? No, but I do see a refrigerator, so we might as well color it. Let's color, actually, hold it. Do you see what's on the refrigerator? Do you see the letters? What letters do you see on the refrigerator? A, B, C. What numbers do you see? One, two. All right, let's color the letters, just the letters. Let's do purple. Let's color the letters, the A, the B, the C, purple. Color inside there, real nice and neat like. These are letters, and when you put letters together, you can make words like cool ock and ix and egg. We can put those letters together and we can get words. And then on the other refrigerator door are numbers, which are different than letters. Okay, we have three letters, and then we have how many numbers on the other side? Two. Let's color the numbers red. Any kind of red. Color the numbers red. I think these are supposed to be magnets. Do you have magnets on your fridge? The side of my fridge is magnetic, but not the front. Okay, so now we have the letters and the numbers colored on the fridge. So now let's color the fridge. Let's do gray. I'm going to use my pencil to make a nice gray color. So go ahead. If you want to use your black crayon, just make sure you color nice and lightly, like flowers in a field blowing in the wind. You don't want to color all dark and mad light because then it will be too dark. All right. So we have a fridge with how many letters on it? Three. And then how many numbers were on it? Two. And we learned when we counted the eggs that three and two make how many in all? Five. Three and two make five. Can you think of something else that makes five instead of three and two? Yep, five and zero. What if we had one letter and the rest were numbers? How many more would we need to make five? This is hard stuff we're doing. Four more. One and four make five. I'm almost done with my fridge. I'm coloring very lightly with my pencil to make a nice silver gray color. Let's take about five more. Well, I'm not done yet. I got to work on my handles. Let's take eight more seconds. Eight. You count backwards with me. Seven, six, five, four, three, two, and one. Okay, pencils or crayons down. We're finished with our fridge. Okay, ready? What about this? What do you see in the picture that begins with, it's something else that begins with k, like cake. Do you see something else in our picture that begins with k? Like cake. Yes, the cupcake in the picture. That's not a circle shape. That frame is what shape? Yeah, I think it's a square. Let's color the outside of that picture frame blue. The one with the cupcake in it, color the border or the outside of the cupcake picture frame blue. Cupcake begins the same way as cake. And then let's color the top part of the cupcake. Let's give that pink frosting as well. I'm in the mood for some cake. And then we will give it, let's use our pencil or our black crayon again for the bottom part of the cupcake, like the muffin liner or the cupcake liner. We'll make it pencil, like gray color. Got it? Black or pencil for the cupcake liner. Okay, do you see anything else in our picture that begins with, or do you see anything is what I should say. Do you see anything in our picture that starts with, anything in our picture that starts with, do you see the stools? How many stools are there? There are two. Let's color the stool between the baby and the baker, the one in between the baby and the baker. Let's color that stool red. Any kind of red will work for me. Stool begins with S. It actually has an ST blend. We can put the S and the T together and say st, like stand, and st. Step and stuck and stem. And what we're coloring, stool. What sound do you hear at the end of stool? Yes, oh. Okay, put down your red crayon. Let's color the other stool blue. I'm going to use my blue green crayon. I'm going to use my blue green again. The other stool, the one closest to the fridge, color that one blue. Blue. Blue, the word blue has a blend. It's a BL, bull, bull, like black and blue and blow and blah, which I would never say if I was going to eat cake. Just letting you know, I would never say that. Okay, take three more seconds for your blue stool. Three, two, one. Last thing I want you to look for is something in our picture that starts with hat. Do you see the baker's hat? Let's color his hat yellow. Let's color his hat yellow. Hat. Can you sound out hat for me? It has three sounds. At, hat, has three sounds. At, hat. Okay, take two more seconds for his hat. Two and one. All right, pick up your pencil. Let's look down at the bottom. We're going to do some work at the bottom. Do you see that bowl with the mix thing happening? It's whipping it up, it's stirring it. We're going to write the whole word mix. I'm going to help you. We're going to write it right on the line. What's the first sound in mix? M, I, X. So it has three letters and it has three sounds. Let's check it. You should have M, I, X. Okay, scoot over. We have an Egg. I kind of talked to you about this when we were working. Let's write the first sound we hear. Eh, eh, eh. It's an E, letter E, right? E on the line. And then our last sound that we hear is G, egg. So put the letter G. And remember I said, even though it only has two sounds, we're going to write the letter G twice. So it's E, G, G. You need two G's. Write neatly. We need a double G. So check it. You should have E, G, G. Okay, scoot over. It's cake. This one's tricky because there's lots of k sounds, and we have to be careful that we put the correct C or the correct K. So I'm totally going to help you. And look, I put the bossy E there for you because we don't hear it when we sound out cake. I just want us to practice the sounds we hear. So k, k, that's going to be the letter C. Go ahead and write down the letter C. K, A. There you go, the letter A. And then the last sound that we hear, we're going to put it in front of the E, is k, k. So let's check this so we're not confused. I don't want anyone to be confused or nervous or worried. Ready? You should have C, A, K. And then the letter E that I already typed there for you because I'm so, so nice. You're welcome. Okay, let's move down to the sentence. It's got a picture of a cake, so I know I'm going to see the word cake, and it matches our cake. Oh my goodness, that was a clue. I didn't even think about it. So let's read it. It says, I like to eat cake. Will you point to the words while I read it? I like to eat cake. What do we need to put at the end of our sentence? Period. Put a period inside that circle. And then look at the beginning of our sentence. There are two lines underneath the word I. Will you trace those two little lines? That is for us to remember to start our sentences with what? Yes, a capital letter. So we're going to copy this sentence. Go right underneath it. Go right to the edge, right where it has the word I. And on the line under the word I want you to make a capital line. Remember, make a line start at the ceiling, go down to the floor, and then cross it at the top, cross it at the bottom. I, finger space, we're going to write the word like. Copy it. L-I-K-E. Finger space, what's the next word? I like to T-O. Scoot over, finger space. I like to, what's the next word? Eat. Copy the word. E-A-T. And then finger space, what's the last word? Cake. We're getting to be experts on this word. C-A-K-E. And don't forget to put your period after the word cake. I like to eat cake. We started with a capital and put a period because I'm telling you. It's a telling sentence. I'm telling you I like to eat cake. Okay, let's move down to the ladybugs. We're going to practice counting backwards. Count the spots on the very first ladybug. How many are there? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So we're going to count backwards. 8, 7. Will you draw 7 nice big fat round counters on the next ladybug? We're going to draw 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So 8, 7, then what? 6. Draw 6 on the next ladybug. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I'm going to go back to the beginning. We have 8, 7, 6. I did this one for you. How many are on this one? 5, 8, 7, 6, 5. Scoot over. What do we need? 4. Make 4, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4. What does our last ladybug need? 3 spots. 1, 2, 3. And there's no more ladybugs, but if we were going to count backwards to 0, we would go 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. The last stop. We did it. You're amazing. You rock. I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.